Hello, everyone. 大家好。Welcome to today's Everyday Chinese. In this lesson, you will learn how to express this and that. For example, this is an apple and that is a book. Now let's get started. First, let's see how to say this in Chinese. 这这 To say this is an apple.This is. 这是这是 An apple. 一个苹果一个苹果 This is an apple. 这是一个苹果这是一个苹果 The sentence pattern is pretty clear, right? Then let's see how to say that. 那那 Now say that is a book. First, let's say that is. 那是那是 Then a book. 一本书一本书 Now say that is a book. 那是一本书那是一本书Now you know how to say this and that, 这 and 那. Do you know how to ask, what is this? In Chinese, literally we say, this is what? 这是什么?这是什么? Now listen.
这是什么?
这是什么?
Now ask, what is that? 那是什么？那是什么 ？Now listen.
那是什么？
那是什么
？Did you get it right? The word 这 and 那 are not only used to refer to the objects, but also can refer to a person. For example, you can introduce, "This is Lily."
这是莉莉。这是莉莉。
And also you can ask, who is this? Literally we ask, this is who?
这是谁?这是谁?
Now listen.
这是谁?
这是谁?
Now listen carefully to the following conversations to see how we use 这 and 那 to refer to the objects and the person.
这是什么？
这是一个苹果。
那是什么？
那是一本书。
莉莉，这是谁？
这是我的妈妈。
那是谁？
那是我的爸爸。
The above cases are all about the use of 这 and 那 as a pronoun. If you want to say this cup or that cup, to use this and that before a noun.In this case, we must insert a measure word in between. So to say this cup, we have to insert the measure word 个 between this and cup. This cup.
这个杯子。这个杯子。
Now it's your turn. How would you say that book? First, say,That. 那 And what is a measure word for book?
本
Then say book.
书
So that book is
那本书那本书
Did you get it right? Now let's listen to the following conversations to see how we use this and that before a noun.
这本书是你的吗？
这本书是我的。
莉莉，这个杯子是你的吗？
这个杯子不是我的，那个杯子是我的。
Now, can you use 这 and 那 to refer to something or someone? And also please remember that if I want to use this, 这 and that, 那 before a noun, you have to insert the mirror word in between. Alright, that's all for today's lesson. Thanks to our contributors in today's lesson. In our next lesson, we will learn how to say, do you want tea or coffee? See you next time. 再见。